I will bring you the national newspapers in a moment, but I want to introduce you to two hard men who are sitting opposite me. The Marathon du Sable is known as one of the toughest foot races on earth. Competitors have to run more than 150 miles in 6 days through the Sahara Desert. Goodness me. Three friends from Surrey, James Price from Kingswood, Rob Bruce from Cobham and Ben Cuttle from Purford, are taking on the challenge to raise money for the Children's Trust in Tadworth. And Rob and Ben are in the studio. I pointed at them when I said that. I've got it the wrong way around. It's Rob and Ben. That's for my benefit. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
150 miles through the Sahara Desert.
Yes, slightly mad.
Okay, how and when and how much alcohol have been consumed when you agreed to do this?
Well, a small amount of alcohol. But I think in general, we all tend to get involved in this kind of thing every so often.
So you've run marathons in the past before?
Yeah, we've both done sort of a few marathons of various, well, marathons and longer distances. I suppose for us, this is kind of the ultimate race in terms of running.
So I've never run a marathon. The ultimate achievement for me would be to get in shape enough to actually stagger my way through the London Marathon. That sounds like a starter race for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to explain to people because people don't really get it. But a marathon is a big challenge, and I suppose we wanted a bigger challenge, and this is certainly that.
And in terms of actually covering this 150 miles, you've got 6 days to do it. I mean, what kind of physical preparations do you have to put yourself through in order to actually do it without dying?
Well,
because that must be a risk in those kind of conditions.
I think in 10 years, one person has died previously. So okay. I think there is a small amount of risk, but obviously given the conditions and the heat. But, we've been training for 6 months up to this race, and it's really about developing your endurance and being able to stay on your feet for a prolonged period of time. And given the conditions in this country, especially over the winter of this year, the conditions we're about to face in the Sahara are significantly different. So it's actually quite difficult to be able to train for the climatic conditions. However, we can train our bodies to go for the distances. So, it's been quite an intense 6 months.
Ben, what's the hardest thing?
The hardest thing, I think, is probably, for me, like my food, we're taking some pretty interesting food. You have to take a minimum of 2,000 calories worth of food a day. It's all dehydrated, so it's not the most enjoyable thing to try and get down here. But
are you carrying all this stuff with you?
Yeah, you have to carry anything you get given.
I just imagine they'd set up a tent in the desert for you at the end of your day's running, and you'd have a slap-up meal.
Certainly not. No, the only thing which is provided is essentially water. So everything else you have to carry on your back for the whole week. So obviously the balance between comfort and weight is quite a fine thing to get right.
But it's all in a good cause, which is the important thing. Tell me about who you're raising money for.
We're raising money for the Children's Trust, and it's a national charity that provides specialist care for some of the UK's most severely disabled children, and also provides rehabilitation services for those children with an acquired brain injury. And Ben and I and James went to look around their facility in Tadworth just before Christmas, and we're really humbled by some of the work that they do there. An absolutely fantastic charity.
And you set yourself a target of £25,000, so you better plug the website that people can give at, because that's a big target.
Yeah, the website is justgiving.com/ for the toughest race on the earth, or you can just go into Just Giving website and put Ben Cuttle in on the site, will come up. So any donations will be very well received.
So justgiving.com/toughest race on earth.
That's right, yeah.
And you can find out more, obviously, about what you're doing. When do you fly out? When do you set off?
3 weeks today.
How many more miles have you got to do in Britain? How many more streets have you got to pound before you're ready?
Well, we're on the taper now, so we've done most of the hard work. And Ben's done most of the hard work.
So right now you're at the peak of physical condition. They looked at each other then. We're not sure. Gents, listen, very best of luck. Make sure you do it properly. I always worry about people when they go on these massive adventures. You think, please come back. Hope you raise all sorts of fantastic amounts of money. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.
It is Robert Bruce and Ben Cuttle who are going to be running 150 miles in 6 days through the Sahara Desert in aid of the Children's Trust through the Marathon du Sable. If you want to find out more, go to justgiving.com/toughest race on earth. It's 7:30. And B. Stewart has the headlines.
Good morning. Some Surrey.